Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives, and welcoming you to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Today, we are very excited to host another guest, and our guest today is none other than Mr. Edwin Ferguson, candidate for the Palm Beach County School Board District 7. Artie Williams and I are very excited to have Mr. Ferguson on, but let me share something that I say all the time before we go into the podcast, and that is the fact that I am thoroughly convinced after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And I also like to read something from the Riviera Beach Moments book, a historical collection of the people, places, and events by Deborah Hall McCullough. And this week, I'd like to read the bio information from Dr. Emma Banks, CEO and principal of Inland Grove School. She graduated from Roosevelt High School and attended college at Delaware State. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Emma is the founder of Inland Grove High School, a charter school in Riviera Beach. She fights for the students at Inland Grove, offering international baccalaureate programs to prepare them for college and a career. As the principal at Inland Grove, Emma has created a pipeline to success for the students. They can take advanced placement course work and exams. Nearly all the students who graduate from the high school into college or the military. Inland Grove is the Title I high school in Palm Beach County. U.S. News and World Report named Inland Grove High School at among the top 10% of the schools in the nation. Emma is the founder of My Teacher, My Hero Awards Gala, where A-list celebrities come to speak during the award ceremony. The program is open to all accredited public schools in Palm Beach County. And unlike similar awards, students at each school will select all nominees. The event provides scholarship money for high school seniors for college. Dr. Emma Banks has been featured in South Florida Times newspaper. Reporter Daphne Taylor gave an in-depth look at her educational legacy and her recurring role on the hit Fox television show Empire. So that's a little bit of history for Riviera Beach Moments from Deborah Hall McCullough. But our today's guest, let's talk about him. Mr. Edwin Ferguson is the founder and president of the Ferguson Firm in Riviera Beach, Florida. The firm opened in 2005, just 5 months after Mr. Ferguson graduated from the Barry University Law School. Over the course of his career, Mr. Ferguson has honed his advocacy skills by fighting for the rights of persons injured due to the acts of others, and also by fighting to defend the rights of persons who have been accused of committing criminal acts. Mr. Ferguson's passion for the law is partly due to his desire to help others injured as a result of the wrongful acts of others. Days before Thanksgiving in 2002, Mr. Ferguson's mother, Abby, died in an automobile accident that was caused by the reckless acts of another motorist. Mr. Ferguson has taken the pain of his mother's loss and turned it into a never-ending source of energy and focus to be utilized by addressing the needs of his clients and the community. Furthermore, Mr. Ferguson gives back to the community through his service as chairman of the Palm Beach County Planning Commission Board and through the presentation of his Know Your Rights, Navigating Police Encounters seminar that he has held throughout Palm Beach County since 2012. Good afternoon, Mr. Ferguson, and also Mr. Artie Williams. How are both of you doing today?
Doing well, Ms. McNeil. Good to hear you. Talk to you again.
Awesome. I'm great also.
Awesome. Yes, so if you could tell us, Mr. Ferguson, if we can go back to the beginning, could you tell us a little bit about your upbringing? Where did you go to school and what, you know, drove you to this particular career? I read your bio, but if you can just give us a sense of place.
I think at least for me, everything pretty much starts with Riviera Beach. So I was born in Tallahassee. My parents met in college. My dad was at FAMU. My mother was at Florida State. So for my first 4 years, I lived in Tallahassee, but then my dad secured a job with Florida Power and Light. So he moved us down to West Palm Beach. We lived in a community off of 45th and Village Boulevard. But the daycare center that we went to with Atkins TLC, which was the original Atkins right there on Australian directly across from Lincoln Elementary. So we spent the majority of our day at Atkins. And then once I was old enough to go to kindergarten, I went right across the street to Lincoln because, of course, you know, well, that was our school that I was zoned to go to. So I spent, you know, the majority of my first, what was it, kindergarten through fourth grade at Lincoln. And then I guess they rezoned us, sent my sister and myself to Military Trail Elementary. And then middle school, I went to Bear Lakes Middle School. And then as far as high school, I was back at Suncoast. I was able to get into the IB program, and I, you know, did well there academically and athletically, and then went to school at Georgia Tech on an athletic scholarship. Got it in my head that it was in my best interest to leave Georgia Tech and transfer to Central Florida in Orlando, so I did that. I graduated in 2000, came home, ended up teaching at Suncoast, in the AP, taught AP chemistry at Suncoast, and then I went to Palm Beach Lakes and taught Algebra 1 in the ESOL program. And then I ended up deciding that I wanted to explore the field of law. So I took the LSAT, was accepted to a handful of schools, and I chose Barry University, which is also, the law school is in Orlando. So I went back to Orlando for 3 years. I graduated, I passed the bar, and moved back to the Palm Beach County area. In fact, I moved to Riviera Beach. And the funny thing is I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And I remember I've always been engaged with my local community. And like I said, since I spent the majority of my educational life in Riviera Beach, quite naturally a lot of my friends and their parents lived in Riviera Beach. And so I had been hearing, you know, the rumblings that, you know, you can't really do anything constructive in Riviera Beach, as far as can't do any good business in Riviera Beach for this reason or that reason. And I never believed that. It just didn't make sense to me just based on what my personal experience was with the city. And so when I made the decision to come back home, not in a small part to the loss of my mother that you mentioned earlier, I wanted to pick a particular place that I thought would stand as a testament to people who might be coming behind me, who might be looking for encouragement for one reason or another. And so I said, I'm going to start my business right here in Riviera Beach. Forget what you all may be saying. You don't have to run a business in, I guess, on the Clematis's or on the PJ Boulevards or wherever you think is the epicenter of business. It can be done anywhere. So I immediately opened an office in Riviera Beach. And 17 years later, I haven't missed too many meals. And I'm happy to say that we have staff and we're helping them make ends meet and provide food for their families as well. And I hope that at this point, 17 years in, that we're still serving as a testament and a source of encouragement for those who are coming behind us who may wonder, you know, can I do it? Can we do it? And I hope they look at me and say, well, he's not particularly special. If he can do it, I can do it too. And that's also kind of put me in the space of running for the school board. You know, I ran for it last election cycle. We did well, but we came up short, and coming up short only counts in horseshoes. So we're on the ballot again, and ask for every listener's support of the polls. Riviera Beach, in that regard, also served as the genesis for my desire to serve as a board member, because in my practice, I primarily now do a lot of plaintiff's personal injury law, which is like what you mentioned, auto accidents, slip and fall, wrongful death actions. And we also do a lot of real estate work. Now we're helping a large number of people buy and sell homes, what have you. But I've always had a part of my practice, at least, larger before than it is now, that's focused toward the criminal justice aspect. And in speaking with a lot of my clients, you noticed that you saw that there were breakdowns in terms of their educational experience, them not getting what they needed to be independent, to be able to take full authority over their lives as adults. And at least in my mind, the consequence of that was them having difficulty securing steady employment. And in large part because they weren't able to secure steady employment, they found themselves running afoul of the law and things of that nature. So in my mind, instead of focusing on how to or couching the issue as how do we reintegrate persons after they've been marked with the scarlet letter of a felony conviction, I said, why don't we catch it on the front end, nip it in the bud? And I thought that the school board, the political office of school board member, would give a person whose focus is such to be of greatest value to the community. And to that point, my main campaign issues are focusing on early childhood education. People who start behind tend to stay behind. People who stay behind tend to have trouble securing steady employment. They also tend to have a greater propensity or percentage or likelihood of running afoul of the law and, you know, being convicted of misdemeanor and felony crimes, which again makes it harder for them to secure jobs. It's this vicious cycle. Conversely, people who start ahead tend to stay ahead. They tend to have a better chance or have a greater probability of securing steady and gainful employment, and also a lower probability of running afoul of the law. So I said, well, that's not rocket science, but it doesn't seem like we've done a good job as a government or, frankly, as a community of making sure that a greater number of our kids are ready to excel. And I'm focusing on Riviera Beach right now in particular because historically, and I think we may have spoken about this before, 70 to 80% of our kids historically are what they deem not kindergarten ready. And a large number of those same children struggle in terms of the standardized testing, particularly that third grade standardized test. And they now have administered that test a number of years so that they can draw corollaries between high performance, low performance, high likelihood of being gainfully employed, low likelihood of being gainfully employed, high likelihood of running afoul of the law. So it really is almost a life and death thing if you look at it in some ways as to the need for persons to be properly prepared for those first 2 to 3 to 4 years in school. Also, school safety. We've had now a second potential gun issue at Dreyfus, which is supposedly one of our top-end schools here in Palm Beach County, definitely within District 7. And I think that it's there because we've been somewhat lazy in terms of protecting our most precious asset, which is our children, but then also the employees and the visitors who come on campus as well. So I think we have to do a better job of screening all persons who come on campus to make sure that no one is bringing in guns or knives, because that's a destabilizing factor in the educational process. And quite frankly, we don't have time to waste in terms of implementing these school safety measures, and we also don't have time to waste in terms of kids having lost days because of being on lockdown or what have you, because someone has decided that for whatever their reason for doing it is, but they decide to do things that we don't believe should be done, should not have occurred. Teacher pay, and also teacher pay, but also the pay of all non-instructional workers that work in the schools has to be higher. Our cost of living is too high here, and again, our most important asset is our future, which is our children. And so if your bus drivers aren't happy, aren't properly paid, you're going to have fewer people looking to be bus drivers. If your cafeteria workers aren't properly paid, That's not good because you're going to have fewer people wanting to be the cafeteria workers to feed the kids. And if you don't have janitors, again, also, it should always be a sanitized and uplifting place as well. So all of those different employees are important cogs on this wheel. So we can't just focus on the teachers, although to be sure the teachers are a very important cog as well. But we have to make sure all of those parties are properly supported. And it's for the betterment. At the end of the day, it's about the product of our children, being independent, law-abiding, and hopefully entrepreneurial people here in Palm Beach County. Also, to that point about entrepreneurism, I think it's immensely important that we, as soon as possible, start having real conversations as far as teacher, guidance counselors to student, principal to student, community to student, about what the children see as their skill set, what they think they like to do. And let's have an honest conversation on how to help them monetize that. And what I mean by monetize that is, hey, what is your 5, 10, 15-year plan for this specific gift that you believe you have, or maybe that you and I both see in you, you know, we want you to be the best that you can be. Because what I don't want to happen is what's been happening traditionally for a great majority of our kids, even the ones that go to college. You graduate from high school and you really don't have a clear vision for your life. And you're still, it's like you're still in this phase of constantly trying to figure things out. And again, we don't have time to waste. And so I think it's important that the school system be used to help foster and develop those skills as soon as possible. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade. Let's give these children a huge run-up before they're out in the so-called real world, because if we do that, I feel their learning curve will be much less steep as adults, and by association, I think their prospects for being successful, gainfully employed, people who help lower the unemployment rate and lower the crime rate here in our local community and thereby make our community safer for us, that all goes up as well. So those are my platform issues. That's my reason for running. And that's my reason why I feel that on August 23rd, there's really only one choice for the elections, and that's me, Edwin Ferguson, for Palm Beach County School Board, District 7.
Mr. Ferguson, you have given us a lot.
Ma'am.
Now, Artie, I'm not sure if you have any questions, but I think Mr. Ferguson has taken us from Alpha to Omega.
That's great. Well, Edward, I do have a question. I know a couple of years ago, you and I was having this conversation about the school board and some things you would like to see different. But I have a concern about our kids here in the neighborhood and just the kids of color in general. Now, we know our governor has passed his critical teacher thing where they can't teach about certain history, race theory, and what do you think about learning our kids learn about who they are and where they're from and where they can go? How would that change?
There's already a statute in place that says that we should be learning more about Afro-American history and other ethnic groups' histories as well. That's just, we should have a fuller understanding. It's in everybody's interest to have a fuller understanding. You can't subscribe to the propaganda that sometimes, oftentimes, more likely than not, if I should be honest, more often than not, has been forwarded to students because it actually hurts them on the back end as adults, because you're so naive and blind to so many facts, and particularly with technology making all ends of the earth so much closer than they were before. You really can't afford to kind of live in this little nicely shaped box, because you're competing with persons who have a fuller understanding of how we're all interconnected. And I believe even from an employment standpoint that they will ultimately have more value than you, who have been conditioned to be so ignorant about value of others and things of that nature. Having said that, Artie, that's not critical race theory, and it's being misused in the colloquial realm, I think, for probably more so for political gain, mainly by way of fear amongst those who may not identify themselves as African-American, because I've heard it said by persons who are not African-American that critical race theory teaches Caucasians, children, has made some Caucasian children want to hate themselves. I don't know where that comes from. I've not spoke to any children who would appear to identify themselves as Caucasian to but in any event, in terms of do I support a fuller, more truthful presentation of historical events, I say the answer is yes. I think the one issue, if I can speak to this, is that I would prefer there be less editorialism in history. If it's history, if it's historical, it's historical. So, for example, Artie Williams and I spoke today, Sunday, whatever the day is. You know, if I don't look at my watch, you know, I don't know what day it is today, but whatever today's date is, that's a fact. We spoke on these particular issues. Now, if somebody says that, you know, Edwin was evasive or blah, 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 because he knew, you know, no need to put all that out there because that's your subjective, that's your opinion. But factually speaking, we did speak today. Or let's say the Battle of Little Bighorn. These are the factions that met against one another, and this is what the outcome was in terms of loss of life, or based on letters from the front line back to the main generals in D.C. or whatever the case may be. This was the reason for the battle in the first place. You follow what I'm saying? I think we can at least present those base, what should be uncontroverted facts, as opposed to some things I'm hearing now. For example, what is it that instead of referring to the early slaves as slaves, they're referred to as indentured servants. To be fair, there was a small group of people, I believe about 20 in number, who did come to this country as indentured servants. But like I said, it was a small number of 20. That next 20 to 40 to 60 to 80 to 100, they were most definitely not indentured servants, and they were not here on their free will. They were slaves. So when you try to sanitize history, you do a disservice to all in that regard, because you coming and speaking that what some people would call Betty Crocker made-up stuff in certain circles puts you at a detriment. And again, because of technology, you're much closer to the people in Europe, Asia, South America, South Africa, what have you, who maybe don't have that sanitized view of history. And I don't think it's helpful, to be honest with you. So I do believe, again, that we definitely should have a much fuller and richer presentation of history, and not be and understand that all people are flawed and all people have done bad things at one time or another, and apparently still do bad things at one time or another. Don't run from that. As an adult and as a human, say, okay, let's learn from this and move forward. So don't be fearful of history. Embrace it, learn from it, and move forward. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating it, which is actually what we're doing.
Okay, great. Now, tell the listeners if they want to support your campaign, or whether through monetary or just to donate their time, how can they get a hold of you, or who should they contact?
Please go to my website, which is Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Four schools, so F-O-R schools, S-C-H-O-O-L-S.com. If you wish to help us out as a volunteer, whether it's canvassing, phone banking, you can go there. If you are so kind enough as to bless us with a financial donation to help us meet our monthly expenses, you can make a donation there as well. If you have any questions for me as well, our number is on the website. Or if you have any comments, you can just send it through the website as well. My campaign office is actually located inside of my law office, which is at 2826 Broadway Avenue, Suite 102, and as you guessed it, Riviera Beach. I have not gone anywhere and don't expect to go anywhere. If I'm in business, it'll be in Riviera Beach. So I'm very easy for you to find, and I'm very accessible. So whether it's on the website or whether you need to come into the office, by all means, use either venue to reach out to us and support us, and I appreciate that.
Let me get the website again. I'm putting it here on the podcast. What's the www.
Ferguson. Yep, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, four, F-O-R, schools, S-C-H-O-O-L-S, .com.
Perfect, thank you. All right.
Yes, sure.
All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and have both of you give your any kind of closing remarks as we prepare to wrap up. And I've learned a lot. And one of the things that came up for me as you were talking about our history was the book entitled The 1619 Project. And that has been a phenomenal book to read. I'm not sure if either of you have read the book or have it.
I'm familiar with it. I've not read it in its totality, but I am aware. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's a big read. So I can only do a few pages a week because it's a heavy read. But you just reminded me of some things as you were talking about our history and how it's reported, and that gives us the facts backed up by facts in terms of you know, the story that has not yet been told. So thank you for that perspective. All right. So, Art, if you have any closing comments before we prepare to wrap up, and then Mr. Ferguson would have you be the last voice. Our audience will hear.
Well, thank you, Ed. Well, Edwin, I'm so glad that you were able to come on. And you know, I always support the work that you're doing. And, you know, we've been a couple groups together now and been knowing each other for a while. So I'll continue to support what you do because I love what you do. Riviera Beach, doing great work there. You know, I always try to get you to work for Office of Riviera Beach for the longest. But, you know, we're going to follow your path and what you need to do. And hopefully that works out this time that you'll get in office and make the changes that we need. So, again, thanks for coming on and sharing your view of what you can do and what you have to offer.
Certainly. And Artie and Ms. McNeil, I want to thank you all again for inviting me. I wish Mr. Calloway was here. My thoughts and prayers are with him and the family, that he will be on the next call because I hope to be back on again, as I said to you all before, whenever you need me, and not just for things like this, Ferguson for school board. It's obviously that's just a small cog in the wheel that we're referring to, but I'll be here. But as far as this race goes, I want everybody to understand it is vitally important that you register if you're not registered, and that you vote. We have an amazing opportunity for Riviera Beach and for the county at large, frankly. Our current board member has chosen to retire, and we want to build and substantially expand upon those things that she has done. If you know me, I don't really spend time speaking to what people didn't do. I just try to embrace what they did do and then try to build upon that. And I think if I'm able to be your next board member, the fact that I have such an extensive experience in entrepreneurship as a business owner and also as a school teacher and also as somebody who is actively engaged in the community, even before there was even a thought of running for office, I think that's important because we find so many people who seek to run as a matter of convenience and then they do things once they're in just to maintain their own position. And it's not about my position. It is about our position. And it's about our position slowly and sometimes speedily regressing. And we can't afford for Riviera Beach's position to regress anymore. We need to make sure that the information is getting into the communities and that we activate and that we truly take authority over our lives. I think, if I can say this, particularly District 7, which runs from Lake Park down into Delray, a greater majority of the communities have kind of let others take authority over their lives, and I would that stop today. And I can assure you that if I am elected as your board member for District 7, you will see a seismic change in all things, information, access, resources, what have you, throughout District 7. And I believe that will help energize not just our children and their parents, but all persons in the community to want to do more. And by doing that, we will do more and make this community better for you, myself, our families, Palm Beach County, and by association in the state of Florida. So I'm really asking, pleading for all persons who are registered to vote and can register to vote for me, Edwin Ferguson, for Palm Beach County School Board, District 7, on or before August 23rd of this year.
Perfect. Perfect. Mr. Williams, Artie Williams.
Yes. Again, I just want to just put my thanks out to you, Edwin, for coming on to the show today. I know we're gonna have you again as a guest, and just not here on the show, but we're gonna have you do some things in the community with the kids that we have coming up that we've talked about. So again, congratulations on all that you do, and we're looking forward to our next venture.
All right, let's get it done, everybody.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. And again, you have been listening to our special guest, Mr. Edwin Ferguson, candidate for the school board, Palm Beach County School Board District 7. And want to remind everybody that this is hashtag I am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. My name is Ann McNeil. And remember, we will see you again on the radio next week on this podcast. Thank you. Everybody have a great day. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.